Yes, the Cabin of Crapper Creek. Now, this is usually the part of the year where I start the podcast by saying it's springtime in Alaska, but it's not. It's not even fucking close. I can still see my breath. I just want a day where the air doesn't hurt my face. I just want one goddamn day. Is that too much to ask? You wouldn't believe it. We got like 100 inches of snow out there, and it's quote-unquote almost spring. This is bullshit. Anyway, got a good show for you today now that I'm done with that little rant. On the podcast today, we got lovely Maria, and we ask, is it romantic or a red flag? Plus, fuck my life, signs you're getting old, and our disgusting habits. Plus tons more this week on the podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, the podcast.
We celebrated the snowpocalypse a month earlier than the rest of the country. You know, because ours kind of came, really, it was December, early January for us. We got thumped with snow and wind and cold, and it was always something up here. And then, of course, just as it gets night, it always, have you noticed during the winter, whenever there's a snowpocalypse down south, it gets warmer up here? Have you noticed that? I don't feel too sorry for them. But it was a nasty one. It was pretty rough. And then I got hit with some more over the weekend. Crazy stuff. Well, Snowden people who still had internet access had been doing a lot of Googling the past week. Often Googling the same things. 5 winter weather-related Google searches that hit all-time high in the past week, according to Google Trends. Food for power outage. Non-perishable food hit their highest level since COVID, actually. Snow shovel. Or a second one. Yeah, you go through them with that. Down there, they get that really heavy snow, too. How to test a car battery was big. See? I don't worry about that up here as much, because Alaska is the coolest place on Earth. It's the only place in the world you can go up to a total stranger on the street and go, hey, excuse me, would you jump me? And they'll go, yeah, and they will, and they'll help you. Winter storm radar map. Have you noticed everyone they show on TV looks phallic? Every time they show the cold weather map, it's a big Usyk-looking thing. Ice melting salt. A lot of stores sold out, and that was like a big one. Airport closures, generators on sale near me were big. Can you drink distilled water? Was it? By the way, the answer is yes on that one, so. But these were all Googled during... I'm surprised there wasn't something more like eating relatives wasn't Googled more. Plane tickets to Maui had to be on the list somewhere. Best recipes for eating snow. Oh, here's one I bet you was Googled a lot in the Midwest. Is this frostbite? Hooky bobbing techniques, maybe. Best way to remove a tongue from a metal pole? I'm sure that was Googled a lot. How to knit a pair of mittens out of my dead cat named Mittens. So yeah, that's a little more, probably not as generalized. Finally, snowman wanting sex near me. I'm sure that hit a high. I mean, if it snowed in Florida. Thing, there's a new dating show coming on Netflix. It's called Age of Attraction, and it's basically where the contestants, it's a dating show, but they don't know each other's ages. Okay, that could, yeah, what, nothing creepy about that. Did we learn nothing from the Epstein years? Her name is Wendy. She's 19, and this is Leroy. He's 75. It's like, really? Is this what we're doing? The teaser spends a lot of time on a cougar and a cub relationship, which actually feels kind of cute. I don't know why that is. Why is it okay when it's the older woman with the young guy? It's like, you go, girl. But when it's the older guy, it's like, you creep. How dare you? But they also show in the teaser a young woman saying, I don't know if these guys are my age, my dad's age, my grandpa's age. I'm getting nervous. Well, maybe you should be. Now, it does say, before you go thinking, okay, yeah, this is really wrong, they are all of age 22 to 59. so they're not extremely old or like too young. That would be a horrible show. Hey, good news. You found an attraction. Bad news, sir. She's only 15. You're going to jail. Got kind of some sucky news. I don't know if you heard this, but Elon Musk is in his feelings. Elon Musk is sad right now. Yeah. He sent out a tweet, said, "Whoever said money can't buy happiness really knew what they were talking about." Elon Musk is, well, of course he's sad. I mean, the guy's only worth $800 billion. Of course, the responses were gorgeous. One guy says, "We don't feel bad for you. Not one of us." Someone else says, "Does anyone sell subatomic-sized violins?" Another tweet responded, "Whoever said money can't buy happiness couldn't afford a platform and a yacht to cry on." So boo-hoo-hoo. Someone else said, "Money can't buy happiness, but I'm going to hoard it all anyway. The world's richest victim." Another, "If I had 1/10 of your money, dude, I'd spend every day, all day helping people, and I'd be the happiest person on earth." There you go, boom. You know, finally, fellow billionaire Mark Cuban shared this bit of wisdom, and this is very true. If you were happy when you were poor, you'll be insanely happy if you're rich. If you were miserable when you were poor, you're going to stay miserable, just with a lot less financial stress. You know what? I've never been rich. I've been poor. And I don't remember being any less happy then than I am right now. Says a guy who's spent his entire life in radio. I'm just an oblivious moron. And we always like to try to make you feel good. And one of those ways is, we always tell you, is at the expense of others, or idiot of the day, or confessions is a good one. Another one, it's a little segment we like to call F My Life. If you're familiar with it, sure you are.
Yes! My life.
And I can't do these until I get enough of them collected from you. And I thank you. You guys always step up to the plate. You can send them to us by email, through Messenger, Facebook. You can text it to us, email, however, a fax. We don't care. But we just thank you for tuning these in. And these are just horrible things that have happened to you that you're sharing. And once again, you are on the radio station Witness Protection Program. So we're not going to say any names. We're just going to begin. And I shall.
Yes! My life.
Today I noticed a flashy car badly parking itself in a handicapped space. I hate these asshats who do this. I went up and berated the driver after opening a salvo of coarse language. A glint of light gleamed off his wheelchair in the back seat as I noticed.
Yes! My life.
Oops. Sorry, never mind. Drove a friend to the emergency room. He thought he had appendicitis. Zipped him there as quickly as I could while sitting and waiting for him in the waiting room. I got puked on by a little child. Oh, by the way, my friend's diagnosis? Gas. He had gas. Yeah, so he just farted all the way home. Great.
Yes! My life.
Bought me an automatic air refresher for the kitchen. I put the batteries in. It promptly sprayed a blast of its scent straight down my throat. It's been 3 days. It's all I taste.
Yes! My life.
I was out shopping with my mom. While we were walking, a guy in a car honked at me. I'm not really used to compliments. I was pretty flattered and flashed him a big smile. He looked back at me confused, shook his head, and pointed to my mom.
My life.
Rested my face against my boyfriend's shoulder while we were watching a romantic movie. Didn't realize he had put Icy Hot on the same shoulder right before I sat down. My tears were pain. His tears were laughter.
My life.
today I was at the store and I saw a cart at the checkout line next to me, and it was starting to roll away from the woman, and she had noticed. I reached out to stop the cart, and the woman attacked me, thinking I was trying to steal her purse.
Yes! My life.
So my husband and I returned from a much-needed weekend trip, found out during that time his weird-ass parents tried to force our daughter to do one of those creepy virginity pledges, complete with a purity ring ceremony. She's literally 9 years old.
Yes! My life.
Finally, a guy I'd met online ghosted me because I'd left dead skin residue on his toilet seat. It's oddly specific. How did he know that was mine? And I don't leave dead skin.
Yes! My life.
Well, there you go. You feel better, don't you?
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Well, it's a new year, a new you. You turn over a new leaf, getting out. I go to the gym probably at least four times a week. Just for a little something light. I'm not like a big ripped, I don't have the fingerless gloves or the weird leather belt thing or anything. I'm not that guy that stands there just staring at himself like he's about to make love to himself in the mirror. I'm not that guy at the gym. But I do like to go. I have noticed, obviously, you go to the gym in January and it's a lot more full. Because everybody's, you know, this is here, I'm going to do it. And you know what? A lot of people do. I love seeing some of these bigger people that are out there and actually doing something and watching their progress. Really old people that are deciding to get off the couch and just go get their lift on, man. It's inspiring. It's awesome. Everybody should do it. We should all continue to better ourselves, make changes. Physically and mentally. Mentally, maybe even more important. It's so difficult. And that's what I try to do for you every morning here. It's just give you a little mental break, something fun, something to start your day with a smile, something to. So many places just want to scare you and throw crap down your throat and debate and this side or that side. We don't take sides on this show, if you noticed. But if you want to get healthy, I guess there's ways to do it. Eating right, being with the right people, working out, doing what you like, or at least enjoying your job to an extent. You have to. But, well, you know, not everybody does that. One guy came up with a whole new way. Grown man. He's a grown man. 49-year-old guy named Skip Boyce was on TikTok. He's calling it a project called the Isolation Year. He's staying inside one room in his house for an entire year without leaving unless it's an emergency. Now he's a construction worker, so he kind of built his own little place, his own little man cave. I don't leave the room. My live stream remains active for 24/7. It's called the Isolation Year if you want to look it up. He did build a little bathroom in there and a gym and everything. And as far as food, his wife says she's bringing the food to him. Wow, really? So this guy is basically staying in there, cutting himself off from the outside world. He doesn't like his wife, does he? He better, if she's the one feeding him. Obviously, I don't think she's all that into him. If she's going, you're away, okay, sure, I'll make your food. You're staying in there, though, right? Wow. That's... somebody online said, really? My teenager's been living your experiment for years, dude. I guess there's some good things he wouldn't miss. He won't miss his neighbor watering his lawn shirtless, right? He doesn't have to listen to his spouse's mouth say, oh, you won't believe what happened at work today. Doesn't have to deal with that guy in the office clicking his pen, overly chatty Trader Joe's cashiers. Judgmental looks from others for drinking at noon in your underwear. He doesn't have to worry about any of that. Nope. I'm going to be healthier. No, you just hate your wife. Shut up. Living a life of luxury here in Crapper Creek, Alaska. All right, well, I don't... For me, it was all the rave when Horizon Services got me the heated outhouse. That was all the rave for me. Way to go. Horizon Services got lights, little carpet and rug. It's like the nicest portable John you've ever seen. More props to them out here in Cramper Creek. So, that brings up a good question. Luxury items. What luxury could you never give up once you experienced it? That was a poll question online. And there's some good answers. Having your own place. Once, you know, roommates and all that, that's okay. But once you get your own place, you can never go back. Decent noise-canceling headphones for air travel. Oh, once you have the good ones, yeah. Or how about business class on flights over 8 hours? Maria's so spoiled, that's all she'll... Yeah, she won't... She will never fly coach again. She will save up and pay the extra every time. Having a very short commute is a nice luxury. A good bed and a good pillow. Oh, man, is there anything better? Turning off unnecessary phone notification. I do almost all these so far. Here's a good one. Not having to look at prices while buying groceries. That's a luxury a lot of folks don't have. For years, you know, I mean, just being able to go in and shop and not worry about the prices of stuff. Not everybody can do that. Here's a good one, an electric toothbrush. Being able to have a housekeeper once or twice a month. Oh, that would be nice. Oh, a garage, a dishwasher. Great luxury. Somebody said a bidet. Other ones that said, let's see, ceiling fan for bedroom, swimming naked, automatic transmission, and cheese. Cheese is a luxury, and swimming naked is a luxury? It's awesome, don't get me wrong. Of course, here in Alaska, our list of luxury items is different. Auto start definitely would be on that list. Snowblower. How about just nice weather when dip netting and Chitna are on the Kenai? Is that too much? That's a luxury. Generator, studded tires. Ooh, better yet, here's a luxury item we could all use. Two tickets to Maui. Well, if you're a fan of the Kid Rock Turning Point halftime show they did, the alternative for the Super Bowl, that's the big plan. You're going to love this story if that halftime show is for you. The only way this could be more on brand is if it happened on the 4th of July. A cop named America. That's right. Let's start there. This cop, his name is America. You know, like G.W. Bush. I don't know why he coined that phrase. Basically, when he said America, he always left off the A. So it was America. So from then on, everybody always usually use it. It's kind of a tongue-in-cheek stab at conservatives on the far right. But even they love that. So everybody uses America. I don't know why G.W. Bush, he should have really got a copyright to that. But I don't think he did. Nope, because this guy's name is America. Yep, hitched a ride in the bed of a Ford pickup truck to catch a thief over the weekend. America! Happened Saturday in Linwood, Washington, just north of Seattle. Linwood police didn't mention his first name, just Officer America. Spotted a bike thief, chased after the guy, but couldn't catch him on foot. Luckily, a random person had an old Ford pickup. Saw it happening. They pulled over. Officer America hopped on the back bumper, and they chased the guy down together. Turned out he had several outstanding warrants. They've shared the chest cam footage on Facebook. It's not clear if it's a nod to his name or not, but they set it to Fortunate Son by CCR, of course. By the way, looks like his full name, John America. His last name is America. Good looking dude. It's pretty funny. America! You know, and it only makes it work because he chased the guy down in the jumping on the back of a Ford. The only way, like they said, this could have been better is if it was on the 4th of July and the truck had truck nuts. Beautiful.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Staple of any good breakfast growing up was always Minute Maid frozen orange juice. Came in like the can, but it was like a cardboard can with metal on the ends, remember? Bing Crosby did all the ads. Minute Maid. Oh, yeah. See, I just made a Bing Crosby reference. That should let you know just how old Minute Maid was. It's around for 80 years. Guess what? They're discontinuing it. Yeah, if your mom made the lemonade or orange juice in the 80s, 90s, 70s, or earlier, it's probably what she used. Open a can, plop it in the pitcher, mix it up, drink it. They were meant for soldiers in World War II until the war ended and the first cans of frozen concentrated orange juice hit the stores. Coca-Cola owns Minute Maid now and blamed shifting consumer preferences. So, rest in peace, Minute Maid cans. You were cheap and pretty good. No real issues with it. See, now, if you're younger, if you're a millennial, Gen Zer, you're going, what the hell are you people talking about? We'll move over. This one's for the older people. I mean, if you remember seeing a frozen can of Minute Maid orange juice in your freezer, you also had a copy of The Goonies on VHS. Oh, and you probably owned a shake weight. Look it up, kids. It's worth it. Also, next to your Minute Maid in the freezer is probably a partitioned tinfoil tray known as a TV dinner. They're metal. Science still isn't quite sure what's in that fruit cobbler or why it was always hotter than lava. I still have mouth scars. Probably got a drawer full of leg warmers sitting around somewhere. For some reason, people's legs were very cold from like 82 to 85 and then were never cold again. Probably have a book on parenting by Bill Cosby sitting around. Yeah, he had one of those. Boy, if we only knew what we know, right? Probably had wallpaper in the kitchen by your Minute Maid. Usually featured flowers and smelled like cigarette smoke and sadness. Talking about disgusting habits the other day. Lovely Maria can like actually bend to the point she can bite her own toenails. Some would find it disgusting. I find it fascinating. I think just due to the flexibility and the fact I'm a perv. I mean, let's face it. We all hide certain habits, often related to our bodies, because we think, maybe we shouldn't be doing this, but we secretly do them. So should they still be hidden? They ask people online disgusting habits they secretly think are actually normal. And many of them probably feel relatable. The most common, you know, picking your nose, blowing snot in a sink, I don't know, cleaning earwax with your finger, peeing in the shower, biting your fingernails or toenails. Some of the less obvious answers, smelling your armpits to see if you stink. Okay. Licking your wrist and then smelling it to see if your breath stinks. I thought it was like cupping your hand and going, but I guess licking, does that work? I've never even heard of that one. Or the sniff test on clothes. You pick up a shirt from the chair or smell the armpits or something. See if you can wear it again. Maybe you do it with socks. Smelling your own farts. There's one. Everybody's done it. Picking your scabs or popping your zits. Yep, everyone. What is it about a scab that we just want it? We can't leave it alone. You get excited when a little bit more comes off. Oh, and it didn't bleed. That's a good sign. Wiping a runny nose on your clothes, like your socks, or when you have or you don't have access to a tissue, or sneezing inside a collar of your shirt. Now, I don't see that one. I think because that's like the cough catcher in the crook of your arm. That's where you should always cough or sneeze. So I don't see that one. Oh, here's one for you ladies, smelling your boob sweat. Ladies, I don't know if you do that, but the sad part is men would not mind watching you find out. Not showering every day, eating over the sink like a raccoon when you don't want to wash a plate. You just sit there and eat it like a piece of chicken or something over the sink. Who hasn't done that? The 5-second rule, there you go. I'm down with that. I have no problem. I mean, not if I'm in like a public restaurant and it falls. If I'm in my kitchen and a fry falls, I'm nabbing it. Well, actually, I probably won't because the little dog, William Shatner, is always at your feet licking the floor and just anything that falls, it's his within seconds. picking something in your teeth and then eating it again. Licking chip dust off your fingers. Said every single Cheetos eater on the planet. What are you supposed to... There's no other way to do it if you're eating Cheetos. You can't... What are you gonna, supposed to wash your hands after every single Cheeto? Do I pick them up with tweezers? How else do you eat it? And then you got to pick them. Here's another disgusting hat. Picking the Cheetos out of your teeth. You know you're going to have to. It's one of the reasons I don't like Cheetos. I don't like all that stuff stuck in my teeth. I got to sit there with my finger like a pickaxe and get it all. It's no. And then the last one on here says thinking sexy thoughts about random attractive strangers. How is that disgusting? You see somebody really attractive? I don't know. I guess it would depend on the sexy thoughts. Just where are you going with that? Say, wow, I wouldn't mind hanging out with that one, you know? Or is it, oh, I want to train that one? It's like, okay, all right. Yeah, we're done here. That is definitely disgusting.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
All right, I don't know how outdated that place is you live. We've had a couple different homes. Our new one is a new home, newer home. It's a small little one. We sold the big house and bought a little tiny one. If you're house hunting, are you looking for like modern open concept, renovated flip, like the ones on HGTV? Or do you just want a classic old place straight out of the 70s? Folks were talking online about outdated home design trends that should come back in style. Or should they? Somebody said a mudroom. House hunting up north. It's a necessity. Well, here in Alaska, mudrooms. If you can get a house with a mudroom. Or as we, what do we call them up here? The Arctic entry, right? Somebody said more storage. Again, modern designs don't have a lot of storage in thought. Real wood floors. Nobody does that anymore, right? Everything's luxury vinyl plank. Dining rooms that are large enough to host a large family gathering. Why? You're never going to sit in there. It's not how it's done anymore. Oh, the screened-in or glassed-in front porches. Those are cool. I like that. You see those down south a lot. A finished basement, like with a kids' area, you know, and play the rec room, as we used to call it. Do they still do rec rooms anymore? Well, they don't because kids don't play. Oh, you mean the gaming room? Somebody else said detached garages for curb appeal. Because who wants to look at a garage door taking up 60% of the front of the house? I totally agree with that. When I designed our new house, our garage is actually to the side, the back. You don't see it at the front. Because I hate that design. When you pull up to somebody's house and the first thing you see is a big garage. I don't like that. Glass block. Said I had a home with glass block windows in the bathroom. I've got some in my design in the house, some colored ones that look really cool, but they don't really serve anything. But somebody said laundry chutes. Our last house had one. It was awesome. Radiant heat up here. That's fairly common. Built-in ironing board, broom closets, clawfoot tubs. Those are all the rage again. Really? If we're going to go old school, come on, people. You can do better than that. Where's the popcorn ceiling? Where's the Brady Bunch paneling? That dark wood paneling that every room made every room look small. The orange shag carpeting, I swear to God we had that growing up. Here's one. My mom had a rake for her shag carpeting. She would rake the carpet before parties. Olive green appliances. Some of them were even mustard. How about, if we're going to go old school, how about in your office, a big clunky old PC monitor? Rabbit ear antennas. Extra points if you got tinfoil on them. Phones with cords. Fancy cigarette holders for your living room. How about the large wooden stereo console? That was all. Everybody had that. Some of them had a TV built in, reel-to-reel. They were all in one. How about mini skirts? That last one's just for me. I tried. You can't help. Hi, sweetie.
Hi, baby.
I've missed you so much.
Oh, stop it.
I've been sitting, pacing outside your building by your car, sitting down on the curb, sniffing a little clip of your hair I kept.
Okay, I gotta go. You're creeping me out.
It was pretty creepy, right?
Yeah, it was very creepy.
All right. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you. I looked at something that came across my desk, and they were talking about things that are either red flags or a romantic gesture.
Okay.
Right? I mean, it could be either one. So I wanted to run these by you and see if you think these are is this a nice gesture on somebody's part, or is it kind of creepy?
You mean like walking around my car sniffing the locket of my hair?
See, that was my segue. Exactly. Uh-huh. See,
yeah,
that would be a red flag.
Uh-huh. I should have known.
All right. Let's say he buys you an expensive gift, but very early in the relationship, like you just went on a date and he buys you something really expensive. Is that romantic gesture or red flag?
No, romantic gesture. Are you kidding? Okay. He has got a lot of money to burn. That just
listen
okay,
to you.
Sure.
Oh, such a gold digger.
Uh-huh. I missed the mark.
Yeah. Excuse me?
Just saying,
Thank
I'm at
you.
Work.
Thank you.
Not across the country, I'm at work.
He plans your entire weekend without asking. A romantic gesture or red flag?
Red flag.
Okay. Shows up at your job unannounced, but with flowers.
Romantic gesture. I mean, okay. I guess it would depend on how well you know each other.
Yeah.
After the first date, that might be super creepy.
Right. Or if it's like all the time. Insists on paying for everything.
Nope. Romantic gesture.
Has a pet name for you after the second date.
You don't even have a pet name for me yet.
No, so. But what if he did? What if after you dated him twice and he calls you Muffin something?
I think a lot of women might like that. So, darling.
Well, we're
whatever.
Talking about you, though. But you wouldn't. You don't pet names.
No, I don't like being. No, you know my name.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Don't call me darling. That's not my name.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I know. You were thinking
That's
of
not
the
my
song.
Name.
Right. Yeah. The ting tings. Here we go. Text you good morning with a heart at the start of each day.
That is so sweet.
All right. Okay. Writes a love song and performs it for you at a party.
No. No.
Okay.
No.
Red flag? Red flag?
Yeah,
okay.
Red flag.
Posts long love paragraphs about you every single week on social media.
Nope.
Red
yeah,
flag?
I would say no, yeah.
He calls you mommy.
Oh, dude, no.
Okay.
Really?
He likes playing with your hair.
No, that's weird, too.
He orders for you without asking you first.
You're out. Bye-bye.
Okay, all right. So, there we go,
that's
guys.
That's a control freak.
Yeah, you want to date lovely Maria. Now you know the parameters.
You just got through telling me you were walking around my car sniffing lockets.
That was a setup for the bit, honey.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I was not. It was actually one of your bras I had that I was smelling. Not
right.
Your hair.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Gross. Uh-huh. Got some new shoes. Here's the thing. Finally did. I bought some Skechers, the slip-in kind. They're really nice looking. They're the most comfortable things I've ever worn. I wear them like slippers around my house now. I love these things. That's how I knew I was. Yeah, all right. I think I'm getting old. Starting to... Certain things that happen when you realize, all right, I think I'm starting to get up there. I think I'm starting to, you know, like finding hair growing in your and around your ear like a hobbit. That's a good one. Passing on loose change on the ground. It's like, not worth it. Throw some out. Somebody put a list online of top answers that, all right, you're entering middle age or you already have or it's sneaking up on you. Let me ask you this. When the babysitter complimented my new haircut by saying, lots of people your age are wearing it like that now too. Okay. Somebody else says, I brought up Inspector Gadget to a 20-something at my work. And he said, what? Who? It was a toy and a cartoon. When I go to the bar and don't know and often don't like any of the music playing, but then I go to the supermarket, everything's banger after banger on point. When I got legitimately excited about buying a new coffee table, really hits hard, but the table is very good. Because when you're young, it's usually, you know. couple milk crates with a board across it. I knew I was getting old when a woman referred to me as lady to her daughter at a store. When I started having trouble reading small print, that's when I learned. I had like perfect eyesight, 20/20 into adult life. And then all of a sudden, it was just like, wait, what? I get the readers, and then I have to move up to the next readers, and then there was no more higher readers to go through, and I had to break down and get real glasses. That's how I knew. Somebody else said, when hangovers last more than a day. Well, the fact that you're still going out and getting hangovers, maybe you're not that old. When you're old, you just stop having them because you're smarter. When I had to Google 6'7 the other day, that's they were old. When I'm looking at myself in the mirror and thinking, damn, Costco clothes be looking decent. I gotta admit, those thermal pants they have are the bomb. Finally, somebody says, oh, I knew I was old when I threw my back out coughing. That's why I don't pick up the money. Well, my fire is almost out. The coffee pot is empty. I gotta get the hell out of here. Go warm up my car. And hopefully next weekend I can start the podcast with springtime in Alaska, but I doubt it. Next week, though, on the podcast, we got a good one, and we appreciate you tuning in and listening, whether it's here, wherever you're picking up your podcast, listening on the radio, downloading our radio station apps and listening to the whole show and rocking out, or maybe you're watching the YouTube page and checking out our videos, maybe buying stuff from the Crapper Creek General Store. We appreciate all that help. Like us, love us, follow us, share us, would you please? Next week on the podcast, we ask, would Maria date this guy? Plus, meth head raccoons, AI underwear, and why the 90s weren't really all that great. That and more next week on the podcast. We'll see ya.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast, with Glenner, produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.